Good afternoon. The center of this latest cold air mass is over top of us this afternoon across interior New York and New England. We will continue to see a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and highs will struggle to get above freezing most locations in the upper 20s and lower 30s. It'll also be quite windy outside, and that will only add to the chill, as wind chill values will be in the teens and lower 20s. The wind will relax a bit tonight as high pressure builds in from the west, and with a clear sky, temperatures will drop all the way down into the teens in most locations, and parts of the higher terrain will go down into the single digits. So, a cold start tomorrow morning with high pressure in control. It'll be sunny for the first part of the day. Then, as a disturbance approaches from the west, we'll start to pick up some clouds in the afternoon. Still, a southerly wind flow will develop, and highs will bounce back into the middle and upper 30s. That disturbance will touch off a few rain showers on Saturday night, but with temperatures back close to freezing or even a few degrees below, we could see a few freezing rain showers, which could cause a few slick spots overnight Saturday night. That precipitation will be out of here by sunrise on Sunday, and even though we'll see some clouds to start the day, we'll go back to at least partly sunny skies on Sunday afternoon, and we'll continue with the southerly wind flow, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the middle 40s. A milder trend even into early next week as the brunt of the next storm tracks through the Great Lakes. That'll drag in even warmer air, and highs will be around 60 on Monday afternoon with a good deal of clouds and occasional rain showers. On Tuesday, behind this system, we'll start to dry it out. Not terribly cool, though, with temperatures back into the lower 50s under a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, Wednesday looks dry, although there's some hints at a storm along the coast. Right now, it looks too far away, so we'll go with partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 40s, and right around 40 with partly sunny skies on Thanksgiving Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings will be allowed to expire gradually today across the central and western parts of New York as the intense snow squalls diminish. Still, lighter lake effect snows will drop a few more inches on the snow belts. In the meantime, winter storm warnings are out for the Northern Rockies and Cascades for the potential for as much as 8 to 14 inches of snow, with a storm moving through tonight and tomorrow. And a warming trend is occurring in the southern plains. As that warmer air advances north, it'll initially ride over the top of cold air at the surface. The result will be freezing rain for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago, for tonight and early tomorrow morning. Freezing rain advisories are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid to upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid 30s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds, still a few snow showers with highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 30. The record high 70 set in 1931, and the record low 7 in 1879. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a passing snow shower or some flurries, especially in the mountains. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy and cold today with highs in the mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with passing snow showers or flurries, and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with temperatures in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, upper 30s. Some light rain showers or maybe a little freezing rain overnight Saturday night. Some clouds Sunday morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, back into the mid-40s. Cloudy with showers likely on Monday, breezy and mild near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.